Next week in The Hague, Charles Taylor, the former president of Liberia, will be sentenced for war crimes. Last month, Taylor was found guilty of aiding and abetting murder, rape, and terrorism, and forcing the enlistment of child soldiers in a civil war in neighboring Sierra Leone. Taylor supplied the rebels in Sierra Leone with arms and ammunition in exchange for so-called blood diamonds from Sierra Leone's mines. Well, today, diamond mining in Sierra Leone is clean, not adding to the spoils of war. And it's a major industry in that country, as the BBC's Mark Doyle reports.
Listen to the sound of peace in today's Sierra Leone. But the war did finish here a decade ago. This wasn't a bomb, but a controlled detonation in a new, modern diamond mine in the east of the country. Industrial machines crawling around a huge quarry collecting diamond-bearing rock. It's a completely different scene to what I saw back in the 1990s. Then this rebel-held area was a moonscape of small, hand-dug pits where rebels press-ganged locals into digging and panning for diamonds that they then traded to buy arms. The judges at the International Court said Charles Taylor profited from these blood diamonds. The war ended after British troops intervened in Sierra Leone against the rebels in the year 2000. Two democratic elections later, and this West African state, rich in diamonds, iron ore, and other precious metals, is seeing what could be the beginning of an economic boom. It's not just the new mines. Roads are being laid across the country and there are buildings going up everywhere. At the airport in the capital, Freetown, I spot an unfamiliar jet parked on the apron. It turns out to belong to one of the world's richest men, visiting what is, still, one of the world's poorest countries. He's Benny Steinmetz, an Israeli billionaire and the owner of the new diamond mine. But the question is, will it bring prosperity to the country as a whole? In the river valleys surrounding Benny Steinmetz's new industrial mine, thousands of Sierra Leoneans are still engaged in the back-breaking work of digging and panning for diamonds by hand. They eke out a precarious living, much like they did before. The face of Sierra Leone has undoubtedly changed for the better, much better, with peace. But the new mining investments are just small islands of prosperity in a still very poor country. In the town of Koidu, near the new mine, I didn't see a single properly tarmacked road. The traders in the market were dynamic enough, but many can't even afford tables to display their goods. The mayor of the town, Sir Musa Sesig Benda, nevertheless says things are on the mend.
Before the war, when I was here, the economy was vibrant. And during the war, then the economy just, you know, took a nosedive. Now, as you see, people are trying to rebuild the economy. We are trying to rebuild the economy.
The vast majority of people in Sierra Leone, like these cocoa traders meeting in a small warehouse, live off the land. And the chairman of the local cocoa buyers association, Job Kwademba, says that to bring large numbers of people out of poverty, Sierra Leone will have to make finance available to pay for seeds, tools and farm labour.
They have land, but if you don't have money to cultivate that land, it's very difficult. You can't just go and cultivate 20, 30 acres on your own. You need assistance, and financial assistance or any other thing is not available.
The jury is still out on whether the big new mines will change the lives of the majority of poor Sierra Leoneans. It's not yet clear how much of the big investment money will, as economists say, trickle down to the people. But peace is better than war, and clean diamonds are better than blood diamonds.
The BBC's Mark Doyle in Sierra Leone.